When Ebola struck West Africa a few years ago, the world was essentially defenseless, and more than 11,000 people died. NPR's Micheline Duclef reports on a new development that means that need not happen again.
The new weapon is a vaccine, and it's a potent one. Ira Longini at the University of Florida helped test it. He says the vaccine works way better than they imagined.
We were able to estimate the efficacy of the vaccine to be 100%.
And so the vaccine just works, like, phenomenally.
Yeah.
Is that unusual?
Oh, yeah, it's very unusual to have a vaccine that protects people perfectly.
By comparison, the flu vaccine last year was only about 50% effective. And this new Ebola vaccine works lightning fast.
The vaccine protected people very quickly, certainly within 4 or 5 days.
Longini and his colleagues tested the vaccine on about 4,000 people in Guinea. This was in 2015 when there were still pockets of Ebola there. People who had recently had contact with someone infected with Ebola and who were given the shot quickly were completely protected. It's not clear, though, how long the protection lasts, whether it's months or years. The findings appear this week in the journal Lancet. The vaccine hasn't been approved yet by the World Health Organization, but health leaders on the front lines aren't waiting. Gavi, the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization, has already spent $5 million to stockpile the vaccine.
So we have made 300,000 doses available as of earlier this year for use if there was to be sort of any resurgence or any kind of emergency.
That's Swati Gupta with Merck, the company making the shot. She says vaccines can take a decade to test, even longer. But the field trials for this one took less than 2 years.
It's been a pretty tremendous experience, and there's been a lot of international partners that have come together in a real unprecedented effort.
She says the magnitude of the outbreak in West Africa made companies and academics push aside their own research agendas to come together, a model for how to work in a global crisis. Micheline Duclef, NPR News.